As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Chipper is here. Wolves and Wild, the conversation. Since the Wolves won and the Wild lost, we will start with the Wolves. Hello, my friend. When you win by 22, when Luka gets 16 in the first quarter, and when you outscore an opponent by 30-plus over a long stretch of the second and third quarter, there is a lot to be impressed by. For Chip Scoggins, give me the one or two aspects of the Wolves' decisive win that impressed you the most.
I think I would put Anthony Edwards' maturity at the top of it. We knew going into the series that the Lakers are going to try to throw different looks at him and different coverages and try to force him into bad shots or turnovers or, being maybe indecisive. And I thought he just played a smart floor game. 9 assists, 1 turnover, didn't really force maybe 1 or 2 shots. I mean, he took 22, but they all felt like, for the most part, they came into flow. I thought just the way he played. And obviously, Jaden McDaniels, if he can continue to get to the rim like that and knock down some three-pointers like he did, they're going to be hard to beat. He was 11 of 13 shooting the ball, you know, with 9 rebounds. He was just incredible. And I said going into the series, I thought – that Naz Reid was the X factor because his shot had been so inconsistent mm-hmm. coming down the stretch of the regular season. And if they could get him back to being Naz and having that, you know, that scoring punch off the bench and that outside shooting, that they would be just so much more dynamic and harder to defend. And we saw that. So I would venture to guess that game plan is about as well as Chris Finch could have hoped it had gone. I mean, between Ant and Randall, they got 14 assists. Now, Randall had too many turnovers, way too many turnovers.
7. Yet,
but 14 assists between those two, Chad, that shows you they were moving the ball and it wasn't stagnant.
All great points. Let me react. Ant, again, he's normally going to shoot better than 8 of 22. But, you know, if he shoots 11 of 22, he's at 50%. That's better than he normally shoots. So, I mean, I saw some people like oh, he struggled mightily. He didn't struggle mightily from the field. His decision-making was tremendous. I would rather have Anthony Edwards score 22 to 24 points. Oh, let's just say 22. If he told me he could go 27 points, that's about his average, and then around 5 assists and 5 rebounds, or 22 and the 9 board, 8 assists, or I forget, was it 9 assists, 8 boards?
Nine assists, 8 boards.
I'll take that every time. And he missed some time because, I mean, it's now become almost an every fourth game situation with Ant. Something happens. He goes to the locker room. You think he's dead, and he comes back, and he's fine. You know, it's a part of the thing. So I loved how intelligent and tempered he was with the game. Jaden, you're right. I tweeted it out. That was Jaden's best game of his life. It just was because he's going back and forth with LeBron and Luka, and he's going inside and he's hitting outside shots, and just looked like for the whole way he belonged. Nas was better last year than he was this year. He just was. He had the one stretch where Rudy was out with the back ailment where he was really good. But outside of that, he was really inconsistent, and he was out there. Couple other things I just loved. I just loved how confident I thought they were the entire time.
Yeah.
I ended up picking them in six. I just think they're a little bit better. I really do. I think they're just a little bit better. I don't love this matchup, but, man, the Lakers have issues outside of those three guys. They just do. And, you know, you had the feeling, if you're watching the first quarter, Chipper, and you don't know the scoreboard, you're like, they down 15?
Yeah.
They down 18? What are they down? And all of a sudden you're looking in the corner and going, they're down 7, and they did nothing. I thought Rudy was dreadful in the first quarter. I could not believe how timid he was. I mean, I was like, what is going on? And then here's another thing you have to so appreciate this team. When they have Rudy out there, are they traditionally a very good defensive team, and they slow it down, and they do a lot of that pound ball, right, with Randall?
Mm-hmm.
Then they get those other three coming off the bench, and Finch was pushing it a lot early, and somewhere in the middle of the season, it took hold. They can play fast. And I love when they play fast. They had 25 fast break points, and the Lakers are a plotting team, and they were blowing by them on a regular basis.
Yeah, I think a lot of that started with their defense, but it really started with I think Finch went with a lineup to start that second that we haven't seen a lot. Or
12 minutes.
Maybe lower than usual. Yeah, he went along the front line. He went Randall, Naz Reid, and McDaniels.
Yep.
And then it was Nikhil and Mike Conley.
Yeah.
And that group sped up the tempo. That they play with more pace. They play with more ball movement. And that's when it started to change. But you're right. I mean, if you just go through it, they outscored them 43-13 off the bench, which is – they should have a decisive advantage there every year, every game, because Lakers just – they don't have the depth. They have two guys, right? And Reeves is a nice combo. Mm-hmm. Complimentary player, but he didn't do much. And then the fast break points. I mean, they got out in transition like we haven't really seen. So that's why I'm saying, I think if you're if you're the Lakers, you're kind of searching here, like, okay, what's going to be the approach in game two? And I think if you're Finch and him, obviously you're going to make adjustments. But I think when the Lakers go small, you know, Jaden McDaniels can get to the rim. There's going to be no rim protection in there. And so
everybody should go to the rim. They got nobody. They got nobody. And that's why. Knowing, when they're playing Jackson Hayes should be about the 13th guy on a playoff team. He's borderline NBA player. So when you know you can get the inside, and then I know JJ was kind of hinting, they're not going to make all those shots, right? 3-point shots. And he's right. You're normally not going to shoot 21 of 42. 27 of those, Chipper, were declared wide open. That means nobody's within 6 feet. This you have multiple guys who can make threes. Clearly Ant's the leader of that. But when you give them 27 open threes, which shows the ball movement, shows the threat of going inside, if they get those, they're going to make 50% of those at minimum. I mean,
and I would say this. Dante and Nikhil were a combined 2 of 11. They're not going to shoot that poorly.
Nope. Uh-uh.
It wasn't like these were contested threes. You're right. It was the Lakers' inability to keep guys in front of them, and it was drive the gaps and kick for wide open threes. And so that was the ball movement. That was their inability to contain their drives. And so, you know, it might not be 50%, but it could be high, you know, 42, 44%. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think – like Dante was 1 of 5. He's going to shoot better than that from three. So,
And I still felt like he played good and brought an element to him.
For sure. Yeah, with the pace and the ball movement.
Yep.
I look at these two teams, and I know Lakers have, you know, two of the all-time greats.
Yep.
But I just think the Wolves have more ways to win and more ways to score.
By far.
A lot more than the Lakers do, and so that's to their advantage.
They have more ways to play defense. They just have more options. You know, I heard Alan Horton, the end of the broadcast, and Alan does just a great job, and he had a great stat, too, about Finch. Last 4 years, okay, from March 1st on, only the Celtics have a better record than the Wolves. So it talks about, and I'm guilty of it. There are times I'm looking at Finch even early in the year when he wasn't playing the young guys. I'm like, what's going on? Or first year, Rudy and Cat, it's not working out. But he gets a lot of buy-in late in the year. When 4 straight years you have the second-best record, and they're playing real. I mean, there were some inexplicable moments. That's the stupidity of what happened in Milwaukee and some other games.
Yeah.
But the last 22 games are 18-4. That's a long stretch of 18-4. And before we pause, I'll just mention the big two for the Lakers. And clearly, Luka was ready to go early. They had 4 assists combined. LeBron had 3 assists. Luke had 1. And I picked the Wolves so I can separate my shoulder, pat myself on the back off 1 game. But then I also said LeBron's going to be the better player in the series for the Lakers and Luka. Man, LeBron looks very mortal, and I got to say, even a little bit old. Now, I don't know. There were some silly reports on injury. I say silly because LeBron is such a drama queen on injuries that I never really know. But he did not look good.
Well, he had more turnovers than assists.
Yeah.
Which that tells you. And he didn't early on, he wasn't that active offensively. I don't think he scored for, till, late in the first. But yeah, he did not look like LeBron that you thought you were going to see. Now, Luka's going to score his points. I mean, you just live with that. And he's going to make difficult shots. I mean, you just try to make it as difficult as you can. But you look at that lineup, it's like, where's the scoring going to come from other than him? And they did a really nice job on Austin Reeves. I mean, he finished with 16 and just really was a non-factor.
And listen, the fouls were bizarre, okay? The fact that the Lakers picked up their first foul with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, I mean, I know there's going to be disparity, and there was some complaining, but it was an obsession, and that's what they can't do. All right, let's pause. Yep. Let's talk about the Wild. And my preview is I feel like I've watched this game over. And over and over and over and over again for 11 years. When they make the playoffs, 11 straight years. But how many times are we giving these storylines after a Wild playoff game? Back with the great Chip Scoggins in moments on CCO.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring?
Indeed is all you need.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay, now to the Wild. Now, I had Billy Guerin on his regular appearance last week. He grew very testy with me when I asked him if his team wins, is it an upset? He's like, oh, you media guys. Wait, I go, I know what you meant. I'm like, no, you don't. I'm not. I mean,
you're all the same.
You're all the same. That's, he's going with you're all the same, you know. Yes, considering the legitimate injuries the Wild have faced, the Golden Knights probably have what, 20, 22 some more points than the Wild the last 4 months of the season. Now healthy, so they're very fortunate. And it was, I thought it was a very entertaining game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, I felt like here we go again. That, yes, what was different is one of their stars stepped up and scored two goals. And Boldy was, man, he was a stud last night. He was really good. But in a game, I need to face some serious insomnia, and I'm going to look back the last 11 years where the Wild have made the playoffs, 11 straight years. Chipper, how many games does this feel like where they scored three goals? It just feels like it's one, two goals every game where they play well, they're in it, where they get momentum, and then there's like a back-breaking goal. And when they went down 3-1, and yes, they had chances late, it just seemed like you're climbing Mount Everest and that the goaltender makes enough stops and they can't quite score enough. And I know all series in the playoffs are almost always close and lower scoring, and you feel better than if you were blown out. But I just feel like, you know, they got the stud line, and then after that, you're really searching for high skill level in the next three lines. It's just a fact.
Can I have $5 for every playoff column I've written? Talking about scoring chances.
Yes.
that they gave themselves, but they just couldn't convert. I mean, yeah. It's a tale as old as time, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like every year that's what I write. And you're right. It's like, yes, you created scoring chances, and that's good, but you didn't convert them. And the Knights are a good team. I mean, they're
a
star. I mean,
they can win it.
You know,
and they're a team with continuity, too. It feels like. Feels like we've been watching this core Vegas group forever.
Well, and you know, this core has won a Stanley Cup before,
yeah.
And you saw it as soon as they got a power play, bam, score a goal.
Yep.
And
yep.
Like that's the difference. Like the Wild had their power play and, you know, just kind of did nothing with it. I thought Gus was okay. I thought he made some really good saves. I don't know enough about goaltending. The third one off the rush, could he have gotten that one? I mean, the defender, yeah. Defenseman, Bergoglio, was flat-footed.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Put more blame on him. But does your goalie have to make that save? I don't know. But you're right.
It's a hard one. But if you're going to win, right, you're going to and that team has played better than you by a noticeable amount for four games. And it is an upset. You have to have the better goaltender, clear cut.
Yeah, but you got to score more than two goals, right?
Yeah.
And they need more than that top line to contribute. Now, I thought Ryan Hartman was really good.
I did too. Yeah.
I liked that Hines moved him up and gave him more prominent role because he was playing well. But yeah, you're going to need more than two goals. You're going to need more than that top line contributing. And like I said, it wasn't a bad performance.
No,
I mean, they did some nice things. They generated chances. I didn't think they looked overmatched by any stretch. It's just you got to convert some of these. So I could see it going six games. I thought early on, it's like I think Vegas is just, you know, I say going into the series, I just thought Vegas was a lot better team. But last night, you know, made me think it might be a little bit longer series than I originally expected.
Hartman, since he came back from his latest nonsense, has been very good. He's played well. He hasn't acted like a dope. And, you know, there were multiple points last night where you're like, wow, they could have got a call.
Yeah, the cross check.
And the cross check. I mean, I was watching ESPN feed and they were trying to defend it. I'm like, what are you talking about? That's just a brutal cross check. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I get the dilemma they have when they put those three players out there because – last year, the last, 20-25 games when they put that line together, it was the best line in hockey. That's when you need, like, a couple other guys, and Rossi's kind of vanished here of late.
They need Rossi to step forward here.
Zeev, first of all, I can't imagine what that's like when your first game is in the playoffs.
19.
And by the way, is this the only sport where you can do it? How many times do we talk about in these other sports where you got to play a certain amount of games before your first game is in the playoffs? It kind of seems counter to me that you don't have to play any games in the playoffs. I don't, you know, he had a couple moments where what's he doing? He had one or two other moments where I don't really blame him on the empty net situation. You know, you're trying, going to Boldy. Yeah. There's five guys. It's crowded out there in 6 and 5.
Yeah.
I'll just be very curious how much better he looks and also how much better he'd look if he was had Faber or Spurgeon on his right side.
Because
Bogosian is just – he's a guy.
He's a guy, yeah. And that's I think there were a couple times where I'm guessing the speed of the game probably not surprised him, but I'm thinking about the pass to Boldy where, you know, frozen four, he probably gets away with making that pass, but NHL playoffs, these guys are, you know, in the intensity and everything. I'm sure it was – I can't even imagine, like, how fast he thought that game was happening last
night. Yeah.
You know, it's your first NHL experience. You're playing, you know, on the road in that environment. So I thought he'd define. I mean, there was nothing, just super egregious where, like, oh, boy, this is too much for him. There was no moment like that, but I think probably – I have to imagine – this next game, as he gets more experience and just used to the speed and intensity, we'll see him see a little bit more of that playmaking that we've heard so much about.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say, and maybe it's not fair, I just think back to like the first two games that Faber played. I'm like, geez, this guy, I mean, it looks like there's been no transition from the Gophers. And again, it's different circumstance. So let's talk about how vital tomorrow is. And we can even tie it back to the Wolves because you think about the Wolves last year when they played Denver. They win the first two at home.
Yeah.
That second game was that clinical defensive performance. And a lot of people are like, okay, this series is over. Well, then Denver won the next three, and then the Wolves won the next two. And home court in the NBA matters a little bit more than home ice does in the NHL. I just think to believe that the Wild all of a sudden are going to win four of their next five. If they don't win tomorrow night against a team that clearly has been better the last 4 months, I'm not buying that. They better win that game tomorrow night if they're gonna pull off this upset and win.
Yeah, I mean, you would think that your intensity is going to have to ramp up. You're going to have to find some secondary skill, and you don't want to fall 0-2 to this team, right? That has a championship pedigree and.
Yep.
And so I think they're going to be desperate, and I'm, you know, flip it to the Wolves side. I'm curious to see the Lakers' response.
Yep.
Because I'm sure they've heard for 2 days how bad they looked, how now, you know, their bench, they don't have it, how they're, you know, all these negative things that are being thrown at us. I'm curious to see LeBron and Luka's response and kind of what – I'm curious to see what kind of adjustments we see from JJ and how they
yep.
how they try to limit all the different scoring options that the Wolves hit them with in their bench. I don't know that they can.
No.
If they're just making them not shooting as well, then I'm not sure that's the plan either.
Yeah, I don't think James Worthy, Kareem, and Magic are coming off the bench.
No, they're not coming through the door.
I would think they're going to emphasize LeBron earlier, and they're going to try to get Luka to get other people involved offensively. But you're right, defensively, you can't be giving up the inside stuff and 27 wide open shots. And here's how much we should talk about the Twins today. We got to go. We got to go. That's how much we should talk about them, because that was the front.
Not good.
Griffin Jacks, what?
I mean, what's going on?
I mean, their best player by miles last year. Right now, he's a early Emilio Pagan for the Twins. That's a major, major problem. All right, my friend, enjoy the day. We'll talk soon.
All right, bro.
Chip Scoggins, Star Tribune, with us every Monday. Lucky to have him. Colonel David Hunt on this show for, I don't know, a couple decades at least. He is brilliant on the military, served our country for 30 years. Pete Hegseth, is he on the way out after we find out more of the same? Dave, I feel bad I wasn't on the Signal app with Pete Hegseth. Have you been on the Signal app?
Yes, actually.
Good to know.
There's a third one we're going to learn out. It's coming out soon. A doozy, though, let me tell you. The chat was gold.
Exactly. You know what's gold? When you leave Stretch Lab. Maybe it's the one by the lakes. Maybe it's the one in Chanhassen. Maybe it's the one in Edina. Maybe it's Plymouth. Maybe it's Maple Grove. They have 11 total. Maybe you're in there for the first time, and they assess you. They work with you. They get a trained specialist who had weeks and weeks of training, works with you, and you're better. Well, you're the better because you're a walker. You like to walk around the lakes. You play tennis. You're a shot putter. You know, do we have enough shot putters?
Recreational shot putters?
Yeah, recreational
shot. Just head out on a Saturday. I'm just going to put some shot.
Yeah, put that shot out there. You play golf. You want to feel better, whatever it might be. Maybe an injury at home. God knows how you injured yourself. If you did, congratulations. But Stretch Lab can help you out any way that you believe you can be helped out with smart people who will make you feel better with that mobility, with that flexibility. It is the key to whether you're 20 or 80. 11 locations. Half off your first visit. I repeat, half off your first visit. StretchLab.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Almost 30 years of military experience serving this country. Still great contacts throughout the military. Never afraid to criticize or praise politics, irrelevant to his opinion. The great Colonel David Hunt is here. Colonel Hunt is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Colonel Hunt, here's my opening question. Right now, are you communicating with Pete Hegseth on the Signal app? Is he sharing information with you? Because I feel like I'm alone if I'm not on some sort of app. On the Signal app with the Secretary of Defense.
Well, I have him on the other phone on hold. I might. We should just bring him in the conversation.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Might as well. Might as well. You have called this one from the start, sir. We talked when his name was first raised, right around the nomination, and early on. You said he's just not qualified for the job, And this has come out because now he had a second sharing of information on the Signal chat. This is separate from the one with Marco Rubio and J.D. Vance. Now he's sharing information with his wife, his brother, his personal lawyer. He's not denying it. He's just calling out the media for reporting it. How arrogant is this guy? How delusional is he that he thinks he can share such vital information, I don't know, with high school buddies? It just doesn't matter. He'll just let everybody know what's going on.
Yeah, in between the first phone call that should have got him fired and now this one, at least it's probably the same day. But
yep, sure.
They fired three very senior secretary of defense in his office, deputy chiefs of staff level, very serious, presidential appointee level people, as sacrificial lambs. So we'll fire these guys, see if that holds off the onslaught. And it hasn't, because with guys like Hegstaff, who are not serious people, he's a senior man in the Department of Defense, the most powerful military on the planet, and it's clown time, clown show. This is basic security, and then to lie about that it wasn't classified is ludicrous. And so it's almost guaranteed there's always another rock to fall. In this case, more silly, but as dangerous. His wife, clearly, has no need to know.
None. Zilch.
The brother, who knows, and the lawyer. I mean, none of them have clearances. And then what you get for an answer is, there was nothing classified on the call. That was the CIA director, the director of national intelligence, the national security advisor who cut in Goldberg from the Atlantic. It's very, very serious and treated like a political event, which it is not. It's not a press got you. This is showing how unserious the administration is about the basic principles of security. It's more than laughable. It's extremely serious.
It's dangerous, you know, and now we have the press secretary suggesting that the entire Pentagon is working against him. The deep state of the Pentagon. Did they force him to share this vitally important, clearly classified information? Of course they didn't. Now, go ahead.
No, okay. Goldberg, the editor-in-chief of Atlantic,
yep.
Like a week into this first scandal, it was asked, how is the Vanessa advisor has your number? And he looks at the questioner and he goes, because we talk all the time. Of course, that's a yes. You know, that's how he hit the button by mistake. Hegstaff, you know, of course I want to impress my wife and my brother and my lawyer, which is all this is. They have no need to know. Why are you wrapping them in? We're showing off. Look what I'm doing today.
Showing off.
And by the way, we still don't know how deadly or how well that attack went. There's been no reported bomb damage assessment because, look, back in the hated Democratic people in charge bombed the crap out of the Houthis to not much effect. So I'd be really interested to see how extremely well this one went, because we haven't heard a word about – they've claimed, you know, of course, the brave – Air Force people they put in danger, but we haven't heard any bomb assessment on this target at all.
Yeah, again, this is all putting our troops in jeopardy on an app which is better than my phone, but not much. So NPR, a couple hours ago, is reporting exclusively that the White House is looking to replace him. And I'm sure NPR has great sources. I don't think it's going to happen. Because Donald Trump, he's not going to fire him. They would come up with some way for him to leave, and Trump would push back. But it would still be Trump publicly, whether he acknowledges or not, admitting that he screwed up and that this guy wasn't qualified for the job, which is the truth, and he's demonstrated that. But when Trump fires somebody, normally they've already quit and they're on the way out. Not someone who he picked because he was just a lackey of his. So I don't think he's going to be – I think he's going to have the job for a while longer. What do you think?
I would agree with you because they don't want to give the Democrats and the liberal press, which is always crap, a win.
Yep.
But there's also a lot of reporting coming out on how unruly, how everyday matters in the Secretary of Defense area are not going well. The simplest of things aren't being done. That it's chaos. We can't have chaos in that office. I mean, there's real nuclear weapons and special operations people all over the world. And soldiers, it's astounding that something now, like the first phone call, which you can, I guess, apparently blame the National Security Advisor. But now we got Hegstat talking to his wife, his brother. And, of course, the lawyer needs to know. He needs to know what time the attack is. Kind of stupidity that is, as you've already said, extremely dangerous on an app that years ago, I think it was 7 years ago, that WhatsApp and Signal were proven not to be the secure app that everyone claimed they were.
If I'm wrong and he's out, do you have any faith that the Trump administration would, in particular the president himself, would select somebody with some gravitas? Maybe not. Listen, we had multiple conversations where we both excoriated Lloyd Austin when he vanished.
Right. You're right.
Should have been out, okay? Should have absolutely been out. So neither one of us is shy on it doesn't matter the administration when it's just colossal failure like this one. Do you have faith that they would pick somebody who is more positioned to run this giant operation?
If the number one through number 10 criteria for handling a presidential appointment is solely bending the knee, and the answer is no. If that is the primary reason that you're going to be at that level, that you're completely 100% loyal. You remember the meeting with the cabinet member about 10 days ago, when they all went around the table bending the knee. It's embarrassing. But so competence, if apparently competency is not the issue. So my answer is no, I have no confidence in it. This is the same guy. Who's the congressman from Florida you picked for the AG? Remember?
Matt Gaetz.
Matt Gaetz.
Yeah.
Perfect. What a great choice for Attorney General. I mean, of course.
Yeah, maybe bring Matt back now, Defense Secretary, you know.
Yeah, what's that?
Say yeah, it? He'll bring him back as Defense Secretary now.
You got Bon Jovi, what's his name, with the Deputy Director of the FBI.
Yeah, Dan Bongino.
Oh my God, and Kash Patel is the director. So no, this is not no, and we've got cabinet people that testify in front of Congress that what Eggstaff and the principals they're called did was not classified. It's talking about an upcoming bombing on an enemy target. How many planes? What time? Who the target was? Is not classified, then just don't have anything classified.
Yeah.
Just that is the epitome
of
highly classified information.
100%. You nail it as always, sir. Enjoy your day. Thank you so much, and you know we'll reach out soon.
Anytime. Thanks, Jed.
Colonel David Hunt, we are so fortunate to have him on, and we thank him again for 29 years of outstanding work for our country. Jason is going to join us soon. He's going to take you home on CCO. You want me to talk Pella? I'd love to talk Pella. Pella Windows, how about the fact? How many companies do we have in this country? Do we have in this state that have been around for 100 years? It's a small list, ladies and gentlemen. And Pella is one of them. You know that means high-quality product, high-quality service, follow-up, innovation, and staying ahead in an uber-competitive field. There are many other good companies in the window and door business. They're just not as good as Pella. I know this from living in multiple houses, but the last 20-some years living in a house with Pella windows and doors and moving to a new place soon, and I made sure that house, guess what? Pella windows and doors. Why not just go online to PellaNorthland.com and reach out to them and have a free, no obligation, visit your place. If you want to add more data, go to one of the showrooms in Plymouth and Woodbury. We're sitting here April 21st. You got 9 more days for this great deal. $750 off your Pella project and 0% APR for 12 months. I believe in them greatly every day at my place. PellaNorthland.com. How many times did Jason DeRusha see Prince?
Never.
That's my guess.
Yeah. Honestly, of my Twin Cities regrets, maybe my biggest regret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Numerous chances, right?
Well, it was numerous chances to play the roulette, right? Like, hey, come on out to Paisley Park.
Yep.
Maybe he will, maybe he won't. There's a party. You take a bus. Ba, ba, ba. I was always like, 2 a.m. I don't have, like, this isn't my life.
Yeah.
Well, now and I regret it.
Now you would have Instagrammed it, and it would have been your life. I didn't see him at Paisley Park. I wish I would have.
Yeah.
But lucky to see him a lot in other places in town. 9 years since his passing.
I was on the air that day at Channel 4 that morning.
Yeah.
And it was unbelievable, right? Like, from the first report, which was like Reg Chapman standing out there, I think it was around, I don't know, 11 in the morning. And, yeah, you just thought, I don't know, he just struck you as somebody who would always be around.
He did, although remember they had that airplane situation a few weeks before.
Yeah, right? That's right.
So we got about 4 or 5 minutes. The other moments where you stopped in your tracks, and obviously one for a lot of people was this morning. At some point when they woke up, looked at their phone, turned on their TV, and Pope Francis, day after Easter,
right,
out and about yesterday, defying his doctor's orders, meeting with the vice president, and passes away at 80. There are a few moments where you find out something that's statewide news, national news, and you're, let's go with the cliche here, stopped in your tracks. I will say again, lifetime, getting ready, Dave, to hang and bang, clang and bang.
Clanging and banging, yeah.
Clanging and banging. And I walk by the bridge collapse.
Yeah. Yep.
And at first, I thought it was like a video game. I'm like, what is that? I had to literally backpedal.
Right.
You know, 9/11 is also there. What other Minnesota events, George Floyd, probably not as much finding out about his death, maybe finding out more information, but then watching the riots night after night after night. That's up there. What else do we have for Minnesota?
Mm.
You know.
Yeah, I always thought the bridge collapse would be the biggest kind of stop in your tracks moment where you think, like, nationally, you know, for people of our age, like when the Challenger, the space shuttle, that was one of those moments, because it was such an, there are these moments that are sort of on-off moments, right? Like, before this happened, things were one way, and after, things were different, and the bridge collapse was an on-off moment.
Wellstone,
but then the George Floyd, oh, Wellstone, that was right before I moved here.
Yeah.
I remember watching it on C-SPAN because C-SPAN had picked up WCCO-TV's coverage.
Oh, okay.
So, like, this was before we were streaming stuff on the internet.
Yeah.
So to be watching local news coverage from another city when you didn't live there was sort of like, holy moly.
I was big. Driving in, still working the fan, heard it. Kessler was at the time a regular on my show, and I called him, and he's just so frantic trying to get information. Someone raises also Jacob Wedeling. It that kind of kept building and building.
The moment when they actually confirmed, I don't know, a lot of these moments I broke to people, right? Like, I was sitting,
we were on there.
This 10-year period where I was doing the morning news over at Channel 4, but the Jacob Wedeling morning was a big one.
Yeah. And, I mean,
not when he disappeared. That was a long time ago. But when there was finally closure on this thing that felt like there was never going to be closure.
Never was going to be. And how Patty's handled that is a bit. Jason, all sorts of good stuff. Keep listening all throughout the afternoon here on CCO.